Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. You'll never know how much I enjoy spending time with all you folks during the little break here from Western Swing and other things. Every Saturday morning, you'll find me right here on the porch drinking coffee and enjoying about 5 minutes of outdoor talk with all of you folks. Sometimes we come to you from the field. I'll be out hunting and fishing somewhere and maybe have a guest with me. But many times I'm just right here at home relaxing. And as many of you are listening to Western Swing and other things and getting the weekend off to a good start. You know, I think I'd like to tell you, share with you what's going on this week for me. I've got a turkey hunt and a catfish tournament coming up. Both of them are unique experiences for sure. Now, the turkey hunt will take place up in Palo Pinto County, actually on the Dale River Ranch, which is right on the banks of the Brazos River. It's a beautiful ranch up there. And in that country, if you've ever watched Lonesome Dove, that is where the cattle drive in reality started with Oliver Loving and Charlie Goodnight. That's the country, that Brazos River country, where they rounded up the cattle and herded them up north to Montana. So, you know, a lot of people do think that all that the cattle drive began down in South Texas, but actually it was those cattle drives were right there in the Brazos River country. And chances are really, really good that the Dale River Ranch, where I'm going to be hunting turkeys, there was probably some of the cattle in reality rounded up right there on that property. It wouldn't surprise me a bit. But my buddy Randy Douglas there, that's managed the Dale River Ranch for years, tells me that the turkeys are the best turkey hunting now is in from mid-morning throughout the afternoon. Early in the morning when those birds fly off the roost, they're usually with hens. And it's hard to call a gobbler away from hens. He's already found his true love for the day, so to speak, and it's hard to get him away. But after those hens go to their nest mid-morning, well, then that old gobbler or those gobblers are out looking around. So it's a good time to put up a hen decoy, do some calling, get your, try to get one of those old longbeards in close. So that's what I'm doing first. Now, this time next weekend, I'll be fishing the Yannis Catfish Classic up on Lake Fork. And this is a unique tournament for me. Now, there'll be a lot of contestants. I fished it last year and had a great time. Actually, me and my buddy placed on an hourly big fish, won a little money last year. This year, I'm going to fish it with another friend. Jeff Rice is going to fish it together. And we're going to fish a creek, Feeder Creek to Lake Fork. Now, this creek, I mean, it's legal to fish in a creek there as long as it's on Lake Fork. And we're going to fish off the bank of all things with cane poles. I cut a bunch of cane, or some people call them bamboo poles. I've got about 8 or 9 rigged up. We're going to fish the banks of this creek adjacent the lake there on the upper end of the lake. And see what we can do. I think it's a good chance this time with all the recent runoffs that we've had that there'll be a lot of catfish up there in that creek. So who knows about a tournament? I do know one thing for sure. We're going to carry a Dutch kettle, an old cast iron Dutch kettle, some cooking oil, some grease, some pork and beans, some onion and white bread, by golly. And we're going to have us a fish fry. Not any fish we'd want to enter, but if we can catch some, you know, smaller eater catfish, which I'm pretty sure I'd bet dollar to donuts we'll do okay on those. I think we'll just have us a fish fry, maybe middle of the day. And then if we can hang into, it's a big fish tournament, so if we can catch a big one, and by big one, I'm thinking a 3 or 4 pounder might win one of the hourly weigh-ins, you know, we'll branch off and head in and take that fish in and weigh him in there at the weigh-in, at the mental bucket there at Lake Fork. Folks, I've enjoyed being with you. Make sure and tune in next week, and do remember catfishradio.org. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Pyramid Air, Sitemark, maker of the Photon RT, Catfish Bubblegum, Base Camp Leasing, and Striper Express on Lake Texoma.